You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 14th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Julian Eltinge was born today in 1899. One of the highest-paid actors in America at one point, Eltinge found fame as a female impersonator on stage and film. Described by Dorothy Parker as ambisextrous, Eltinge was awarded the honor of having a theater named after him on 42nd Street in 1912. Over the years, it drifted from a legitimate house to a burlesque house to infamy, closed down in the 40s as part of a public morality campaign. It is now the AMC 25, having been lifted and moved 170 feet west. Eltinge never performed in it. Barbara Cook made her Broadway debut in 1951's Flahouli. The musical's cast also included Irwin Corey, Peruvian singer and Incan princess Ima Sumac, and Bill Baird's Marionettes. A satire of capitalism that involves a genie, singing dolls, and thinly veiled swipes at McCarthyism, it lasted 40 performances at the Broadhurst. And if you have a moment, investigate Ima Sumac's remarkable career. Gwen Verdon and Thelma Ritter starred in 1957's New Girl in Town, George Abbott and Bob Merrill's musical adaptation of Eugene O'Neill's Anna Christie, directed by Abbott and choreographed by Bob Fosse. It ran 431 performances at the 46th Street Theater. At the 1958 Tony Awards, Verdon and Ritter tied for leading actress in a musical, the first tie in Tony history. It was Verdon's third Tony in 4 years. The East-West Players, formed to truthfully express Asian-Pacific American thought and depict on stage Asian-Pacific American life, opened in Los Angeles in 1965. The first performance was Rashomon. Playwright Craig Lucas and composer-lyricist Craig Carnelia opened the musical Three Postcards off-Broadway in 1986 at Playwrights Horizons. The show, about three friends who have a reunion, was directed by Norman Renee. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.